Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good afternoon to you all on this wonderful Wednesday in the month of May. Loving the spring weather indeed. So now, ladies and gentlemen, this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, which I love so ever much, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to watch what you eat. Okay, so today's topic, we are going to be talking about four ingredients to watch out for in your sunscreen. Four ingredients to watch out for in your sunscreen. Well, we know that it is spring, in full swing, springtime, and I love this weather. My favorite season of all, I've said it so many times, if you know me by now, you know that Coach Jessie's favorite season is the season of spring. And so we just got to definitely watch out what we do with our skin, the largest organ in our body. And if you have fair skin, painful sunburns may happen very, very easily. Aside from the standard discomfort, peeling, itching, and stinging, extended sun damage can result in sun poisoning and even worse, skin cancer. You don't want to have to deal with that. So naturally, protect your skin from the sun's rays. But guess what? Some people with fair skin may find that it's a double-edged sword because it turns out that slathering on the highest SPF could be just as harmful as baking protection-free. Most chemical-based sunscreens contain unsafe ingredients that are quickly absorbed through your pores and can be damaging to your body. Any of us who are listening who have fair skin, you've got to be careful what you put on because what you put on may be just as detrimental as what you don't, basically. So fortunately, it's possible to find natural sunscreens that don't contain any of the harmful ingredients as long as you know what to look out for. So the next time you're at the drugstore stocking up on your favorite skincare products, make sure to check the labels and avoid any brand of sunscreen that contain, guess what? These four toxic ingredients, and here they are. Number one toxic sunscreen ingredient that you need to avoid at all costs is oxybenzone. Oxybenzone. This is public enemy number one in most chemical-based sunscreens. Oxybenzone actually blocks the good stuff when what we can get from the sun, like the UVB rays that provide much-needed vitamin D. Lord knows we need vitamin D, especially if we've been hibernating all winter long, while allowing in harmful UVA rays. Not to mention the fact that when it's absorbed into the skin, it can cause the kind of cell damage that leads to skin cancer, which is what we're all trying to prevent in the first place, right? So oxybenzone, that is toxic ingredient number one. You've got to avoid it at all costs. Here's another one. And a lot of us don't think anything of it. We just don't think that this is something that is, oh, so harmful. Oh, it's okay. Parabens. Parabens is number two that you need to avoid, ingredient number two that you need to avoid. You're probably already mindful of the harmful parabens in deodorant, perhaps maybe shampoo. You've learned that, you know, they tell you on the label, paraben-free. And maybe in some cosmetics you can find paraben-free. But make sure to look for them in your sunscreen as well. Propylparaben, ethylparaben, methylparaben tongue twister, bitylparaben are used as preservatives to lengthen the shelf life of these products, but can end up causing allergic reactions and hormone deficiencies. I could say that word, butylparaben. Very easy now. It is Wednesday, hump day, middle of the week anyway. Some studies even link parabens to an increased risk of breast cancer. Now, if you know that there's an ingredient that's so harmful to your health that can possibly cause breast cancer, wouldn't you try to avoid it as much as possible? Folks, it doesn't take anything but reading a label. If it says paraben-free, you're in the clear. And that's just one of the toxic ingredients we're talking about today. So once again, you want to avoid all types of parabens, and there are four of them, and I can see all four of them quite easy right now. Propylparaben, ethylparaben, methylparaben, and butylparaben. See? No one can do it. Some studies link these parabens to increased risk of breast cancer. So even if it's just one study, two studies, but they're more than one or two, they link them to an increased risk of breast cancer, you probably want to say, you know what, let me just look for a product that is paraben-free. And that will get you on your journey to good health. It just takes little steps from what's built in a day. But if you can do these things, little things, and learn, there are only four of them. And if you want to use it as an acronym, we can do that. And after I give you the next two. But the first starts with an O, and that's oxybenzone. The second starts with a P, and that's parabens. Well, here is the third toxic sunscreen ingredient you want to avoid, and that is octinoxate. Octinoxate. Not only can octinoxate impair hormone production, but it also allows other damaging chemicals, like the ones mentioned in this article that we're talking about, to be more easily absorbed by the body. And by the way, I get this information from my school, Institute for Integrative Nutrition, a plethora of information that we can obtain through these resources. And so, well, if you want more information, definitely there, you can just call me or you know, any social media, and I can get you there. But once again, octinoxate, you need to avoid that at all costs. This can lead to a host of side effects, including the production of skin-damaging free radicals and premature aging. Now, you know, the craze, look younger, resveratrol is a very popular one that it just keeps you young-looking. Avoid all those free radicals, right? Skin-damaging free radicals. Well, octinoxate, if you want to look older and you want those side effects, yeah, you may want to look for ingredients like that. But I'm sure you don't. Any sane human being would not want to, use anything or apply anything to their skin that's going to be detrimental to their health. Knowingly, that's going to be detrimental to their health. So you want to avoid that. So here it goes. I'm just making up an acronym now. Here it is, O-P-O. And then moving on, the next one starts with a consonant. So you can use the acronym. If you can remember these four ingredients, O-P-O-R, then you can remember. Of course, I gave it away. It starts with an R and is retinol palmitate. Retinol palmitate. While the jury is still out on whether retinol palmitate, a form of vitamin A, increases our risk of cancer when applied to the skin that's exposed to sunlight, government studies show that it can produce free radicals and, guess what, tumors in mice. Tumors. Probably saying, well, I'm not a mouse. Well, guess what? These are where these studies are done. They're done on, you know, guinea pigs, basically. Mice and other small creatures. So that, and there are some products that are not tested on animals. However, the ones that are and you see the adverse reactions, then you want to consider, okay, well, there just might be, maybe not as harmful, but in large doses, there just might be harm done to me as well. So I'm not sure that you may agree or not, but, you know, if it does that to the mice, that's enough for me to stay away from it. How about you? It's just that simple. I mean, if it does harm to any living creature, it just has made it do harm to you as well as a human being, because you are a living creature after all. So, once again, we're going to go over the four toxic sunscreen ingredients that you need to avoid. And Coach Jesse just created an acronym that will probably help you easily remember. OPOR, oxybenzone, parabens, octinoxate, retinol palmitate. Well, there you have it, okay? OPOR, oh, poor your skin, oh, poor skin, or poor skin of yours if you add these things to it. So if you try to remember that, at least one or two of them, you're definitely doing yourself more good than harm. So there are alternatives, and natural sunscreens can be found at your local pharmacy or health food store, and you can also up the amount of sun-protecting foods in your diet. So there are things that you can do, and being that I am a holistic health coach, I'll probably give you a couple of these sun-protecting foods, okay? And these are things that you can easily obtain, and I'll just go through them very quickly because it makes sense to understand what it is that you can do for your body that is helpful and not harmful. The first sun-protecting ingredient you can consume is green tea. Green tea is rich in polyphenols, which are potent antioxidants. And you know, when something oxidizes, it turns brown and it shrivels up or it just starts to get old. And so green tea is a very potent antioxidant. And if you could drink at least one cup of green tea in a day to get skin protection benefits, then that's what you can do. Tomato paste is another sun-protecting ingredient or sun-protecting food ingredient that you can consume. Tomatoes are rich in lycopene. And lycopene is the phytonutrient that gives tomatoes their bright red color. So phytonutrient protects tomatoes from shriveling up, by the way, under the sun while on the vine. And it also protects human skin from UV damage. You ever look at a tomato? You ever see a tomato shrivel up in the sun? Not really, right? Okay. You can get lycopene from eating raw tomatoes, but you get a higher concentration of it by eating tomato paste. Or, in my opinion, you can cook it. Cook tomatoes, you get higher dosage of lycopene. Research has found that people who eat about 5 tablespoons of tomato paste a day, you will, you know, or cook tomatoes. Once again, you're not going to go on buy a home tomato paste all the time. Well, these people have a 33% increased protection from the sun versus people who do not eat tomato paste at all or cook tomatoes. So there you have it. That is sun-protecting ingredient number two, and there are three more. The third one is raspberries. UV exposure causes the production of MMP, that's matrix metal proteinase enzymes, which breaks down collagen in the skin. Guess what collagen, breaking down of collagen does? It leads to wrinkles, skin roughness, and a reduction in skin elasticity. In other words, your skin starts to sag. So raspberries contain antioxidants just as well as green tea does. And they're called ellagic acid, which blocks the production of MMP enzymes. Raspberries also are very rich in vitamin C. And vitamin C helps fight off DNA damage to skin cells. So researchers have found that people who consume raspberries have less wrinkles, softer skin, and firmer skin than people who don't consume raspberries at all. Boy, after listening to this, you're going to go out and get yourself some raspberries, aren't you? Indeed, enjoy raspberries and berries on a whole are oh so good for you. And vitamin C is very rich in the berry strawberry as well. So if you can't get any raspberries, get yourself some strawberries. Wonderful, wonderful food ingredient for vitamin C. Here's number four food, sun-protecting food that can help us. And it's dark chocolate. Probably saying like, yes, love yourself some chocolate, but not the milk chocolate, the dark chocolate. It's rich in polyphenols, okay? Yes, I did. Polyphenols that protect the skin from UV damages. Researchers found that people who ate dark chocolate could stay in the sun twice as long without sunburn than those who did not eat chocolate at all. So once again, it's not just any chocolate. It's not milk chocolate. It's dark chocolate. From the most skin protection, look for dark chocolate that contains at least 70% cocoa. At least, folks, you don't want anything that's just a little bit and that's, you know, so full of sugar and milk. That's not the chocolate I'm referring to. You've got to get yourself dark chocolate with at least 70% cocoa. 80 and up, in my opinion, is the best, okay? And here's the last sun-protecting ingredient that, or food that you can consume with pleasure, walnuts. Probably say, ooh, I don't like walnuts. Well, I don't know, put in your ice cream or your something, you know, over, you know, crumple them up and put in your oatmeal or something. But it will help. They're rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which reduce inflammation in the skin after exposure to UV rays. And walnuts also help preserve the body's ability to fight off skin cancer. So now if you can do all of that, wouldn't you want to eat some? Eat a handful of walnuts a day to boost your body's skin cancer fighting abilities. Raw, organic walnuts are best, raw and organic. So there you have it, folks. We have mentioned the four ingredients to watch out for in your sunscreen. That's old poor skin of yours if you use them. Oxybenzone, parabens, octinoxate, and retinol palmitate. And if you can eat sun-protecting foods such as green tea, you drink it, of course, tomato paste or cooked tomatoes, raspberries, dark chocolate, and walnuts, you are doing yourself and your body so much more help than harm. So go out and get yourself some sun-protecting foods and avoid old poor. If you do not, old poor skin of yours. All right, moving right into Wednesday's word that comes to us from Billy Graham, Daily Devotions. God provides. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so am I. John 13:13. He, the Spirit, that is, will never lead you contrary to the word of God. I hear people saying, the Lord led me to do this. The Lord told me thus and so. I'm always a little suspicious unless what the Lord has said is in keeping with his word. God never directs us to do anything contrary to his word. The prophet Samuel once said, obedience is better than sacrifice. The scripture teaches, he that willeth to do his will shall know the doctrine. When you find yourself up a blind alley, not knowing which way to turn, if you are willing to do his will, he will reveal himself. He conceals his will only from those who, before they consent to do his bidding, seek to know what he's going to say. Be an obedient Christian. Remember that where God guides, he provides. Where he leads, he supplies all needs. And that's Wednesday's word. God bless you all. I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Remember to keep out those four ingredients in your sunscreen, old poor, because old poor skin of yours, if you do. God bless you. God, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next week, bye-bye, and God bless you.